Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Carousel of Consciousness. I'm really spacey today, and this is only going to be a 15-minute show because that's what I set us up for. I'm sorry, Lori. How are you?
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Hi, I'm great. I'm great. Hi, everyone. Yeah, we have been having an incredible week of being expansive and blasting through some stuff, and we have new things to share with you in the future. So 15 minutes, we're going to get plenty done, and hold on to your hats, folks. So
Here on the Carousel of Consciousness, we use the tools of Access Consciousness and the Clearing Statement. More information on the Clearing Statement can be found at www.theclearingstatement.com. Just so you know, I'm feeling incredibly raw because of all the work I've done this week. So in the background, I have the energetic synthesis communion with Earth playing. So you guys are getting a little bit of that too. Lori's going to be doing some extra clearings between the clearings. And since we only have 15 minutes and I have a crap ton of notes, I'm going to get started. Today's topic is Money Is Not Work, which is something I've been working through the money workbook and the advanced money workbook ad nauseum. And this is a lot that's come from that. I realize that I have very much defined money as work in my life, and I really, really want to blast through that because I'm sick of working the way I work. So our first process today is from Creating Greater Possibilities with Money by Gary and Dane. What physical actualization of the hyperdrive dismissal disease of joy, ease, and creation are you absolutely not acknowledging as the perfection of the lesser constructs of this reality, as the frantic choice of struggle, compromise, and judgment, as the real and true source of efforted money, life, and living, and everything that is, time to Godzillion, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And because we have a limited amount of time, I'm just going to blast through these. Everywhere you are creating a choiceless universe around money, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And everywhere you are creating a choiceless universe around money is work and money is hard work, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Boy, there's some noise coming from your line. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Oh, I have to pause for a second for you. Everywhere you do not trust yourself to allow the universe inside you to actualize, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Everywhere you are unable to just be money, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And let me read. Everywhere you are unable to be money, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Everywhere you are unable to be $1 million, will you destroy and uncreate that? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And this is a question, not so much to be cleared, but one to play with in your everyday life and maybe just ask yourself once in a while, what is your reality with money? And everything that doesn't allow you to be nor perceive that, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock. Go ahead.
Good, bad, that round, pot, on nine shorts, boys and beyond. That question, what is your reality with money, is such a just a nugget to be sitting in the background of your life, because when you look at the world, we're so inundated with everyone else's reality. So what is your reality? It's a curiosity question. What's your reality about money? What's your reality about relationships? What's your reality with your body? It's just a fun tool to to be in the question, different angle of question, and
it's
that
a fun
can
one
open
that you
up
put
the
on
universe.
A post-it note and put on your bathroom mirror so you see it every morning. What is my reality? And you just question. Another fun one would be to post on your mirror would be, what do I truly desire? Which is something I've been really playing with again. It was something I was supposed to explore for a whole year with the Magic Club, but sometimes didn't play with so much. All right, continuing on with my long list of clearings. What would it take for you to create your reality with money? And everything that doesn't allow you to be nor perceive that, destroy and uncreate it all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. What points of order are you using to create the lack of money you are choosing? And everything that doesn't allow you to, everything that allows that to be, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. If you need me to slow down, Lori, just let me know. What energy, space, and consciousness can my body and I be to be the tornado of chaotic creation to create a life beyond your wildest dreams? And everything that is times a godzillion, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shows, boys and beyond. What is fun about money to you? And this is a wondering question again, not really a destroy and uncreate it all question. And what is joyous about money to you? And everything that doesn't allow you to be, know, or perceive all of that, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shows, boys and beyond. Go ahead.
I want to add one to that. How can you flirt with money? What's your flirt?
How can you
money?
Flirt with money? I'm gonna write that here so I have that for later.
Yeah.
And I don't like how questions. Money. What would it take for you to flirt with money?
Yeah. Okay. Cool. What does that feel like? What is that? How much does your body like to flirt with money? And with everything, actually.
Or your future.
Yeah.
What energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to have the joy and fun of money for all eternity? And everything that doesn't allow that, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. Everywhere you are using your body to create money, would you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. I'm actually going to run that one again because that one's huge. Everywhere you are using your body to create money, would you destroy and create all of that?
Yes. Is that like?
And I mean like
working.
That's like working instead of just
money.
You have to go to work to create money as opposed to just being money. And everything that brings up destroying and create it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And what would it take for you to use your being to be money? And everything that doesn't allow that. Destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And again, use that question, what is your reality? What is my reality with money? What is my reality with work? I honestly, because there's a part of me thinking like even if I do create my successful facilitation business that I'm beginning to build I'm beginning to build now, I probably would keep a job just so I have some way to socialize. It might not be a big job, but, you know, what is your reality? And it's just something to play with.
Right.
And all of the points of views you have that are keeping you from being money, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And everywhere I am not allowing each and every molecule on this plane to support me and the energy and power that I am, destroy and uncreate all of that. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And everywhere I've made myself different and separate from money, destroy and uncreate all of that.
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. What is the value of not enough? Another wondering question. And everything and all the energies that brings up, destroy and uncreate all of those.
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. What will it take for me to walk in the God force that I truly be? And everything that doesn't allow me to be, know, and perceive that, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And I'm never sure how to run these, but when you say it three times, money is hard work, money is hard work, money is hard work, money is hard work. And everything shook you and implanted, and everything beneath that, destroy and uncreate it all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And then money is work, money is work, money is work, money is work. And all of the shikyu implants around that and everything beneath that and beneath that and beneath that and beneath that, destroying and create it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. All right, we still have 4 minutes left and I made it through everything.
Yay, 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 you did it. So, folks, when you touch base into this, which you will, because I've been asking your body and being, and I've been asking the carousel consciousness to get your whisper and tickle you and flirt with you and get your attention. So, there's a reason why you inadvertently found this call and us. hello. So we would love, we've been working hard for the last few years, Danielle and I, both doing clearings on ourselves and creating the show. And I will speak for both of us. We would love to share this information with you and help you through the bumps and make this go easier for you to help you create your own reality. And we've been having fun creating our own. And, you know, there's been ups and downs, but they haven't been huge bumps. They've been pretty easy bumps. So that's what we're about, is to help to be here to facilitate you into some ease using these tools, and we have new tools coming up, and it's becoming so much fun that I would invite you to join us and to let us assist you in getting through the bumps with ease and creating this huge space of new possibility in your life. And it's very exciting. We're living in exciting times, and you can see all the craziness in the world, but what if that's just a touch, the touch of a havoc that's really below it is a creative chaos that can create incredible change for us? And what if, and here's a question, is it time now? Is there a new availability for change that hasn't been here before? So we would love to assist you in discovering, questioning, looking at that, and how you can tap into it and create your own life, even with havoc all and insanity all around you. So join us.
Chaos.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you would like to work with us more, you can reach out to us on Facebook, the Carousel of Consciousness, facebook.com, Carousel of Consciousness. Look me up on there, Danielle Claudia Bear. My website will be back up shortly, danielleclaudia.com. Lori can be found at www.living-in-magic.com. Lori's in the Denver, Colorado area. I am in the Traverse City, Michigan area. I also have a fantastic capacity with bodies, so if you're in Michigan or the surrounding area, I would love to travel pretty much anywhere to facilitate you or do some body work on you. Anything else you'd like to add? We have like a minute left.
No, I think we have really, I'm going to use this as a loop, and listen to this again. So, I don't know. We have covered a lot of space, and when you listen to this and your mind gets all foggy and have no idea what we just said, then you can listen to it again. And
or reach out to one of us.
We'll tell you, yeah, exactly. We'll tell you what's going on. All right. Thank you, everyone. I think we're good.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.